In the day's other news, confirmed COVID-19 infections worldwide passed 30 million, up 10 million over just the past month. At the same time, the United States is approaching 200,000 deaths, and the CDC rescinded guidance that had discouraged testing for people who've had no symptoms. The New York Times reported that officials at the Health and Human Services Department posted that guidance on the CDC website last month over scientists' objections. The Trump administration is banning the Chinese-owned TikTok and WeChat from U.S. app stores over national security concerns. A total ban on WeChat's messaging and electronic payment services takes effect Sunday. Full restrictions on the video-sharing TikTok begin November 12th. We'll get details later in the program. China stepped up military drills near Taiwan today in a major show of force against a U.S. envoy's visit to Taipei. 18 Chinese warplanes crossed into the Taiwan Strait, and Taiwanese fighters scrambled in response. Beijing considers Taiwan a renegade province, and Chinese military officials sternly warned against any meddling there.
Recently, the United States and Taiwan's ruling party have stepped up their collusion and frequently stir up trouble. It is wishful thinking and is destined to be a dead end. The Chinese People's Liberation Army has firm will, full confidence, and sufficient ability to thwart all external interference and separatist acts.
Today's talks in Taipei marked the second high-level U.S. visit in the past 2 months. Back in this country, officials in Alabama reported a second death from Hurricane Sally, and several hundred thousand people still have no electricity. Satellite images of coastal Alabama from before and after showed homes and other structures almost entirely underwater. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the area today.
We knew that Hurricane Sally had the potential to be a devastating storm. But y'all, it's really bad. I'm sure it could be worse. But what I've seen this morning in the flyover of Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and Port Morgan, it's really, really bad.
Meanwhile, a new tropical storm formed in the Gulf of Mexico today, heading toward the U.S. Forecasters named it Beta, resorting to the Greek alphabet after using up this year's official list of names. That has happened just once before in 2005, the year of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump says he's sending nearly $13 billion to Puerto Rico to rebuild the power grid and schools damaged in Hurricane Maria 3 years ago. He had opposed that step until now, citing local corruption. But the issue has become important in Florida, a swing state in the election with a large Puerto Rican population. Wildfires in the West have claimed the life of another firefighter. It happened as crews battled a major fire in the San Bernardino National Forest. Flames there have torched nearly 22,000 acres. There's new reporting on allegations of unwanted hysterectomies and other surgeries at an immigrant detention center in Georgia. An Associated Press account today told of a woman who says that a gynecologist pressured, or rather four women, who say that a gynecologist pressured them into the procedures. The AP said that it found no evidence that even more women were affected, as had been alleged by a nurse at the center. In economic news, a series of new reports today found consumer confidence is rising and household incomes improving. But on Wall Street, tech stocks pull the market lower again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 244 points to close at 27,657. The Nasdaq fell 117 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 37. Still to come on the NewsHour, on the battleground, why Minnesota could be a key to November as it starts voting today. A global app battle. How the U.S. is trying to take down TikTok. Music as medicine. Doctors turn to strings to help them use scalpels. And much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.